Welcome to Kids Sunday at Good Shepherd. We are happy to see everyone, family, friends, and guests. The GMCNC kids are thrilled to be leading you in worship this morning. Those of you online, good morning. Tap on the keyboard for us to let us know that you are with us today. Here are this week's highlights. The Serve Team meeting is this Wednesday in Fellowship Hall at 4 p.m. If you are interested in being part of the Serve Team, Mitzi Baker is your girl. Also, on Wednesday, dinner is pasta at 5:30, followed by classes at 6:30. The Seasoned Shepherds meet this week for lunch at 5 Chefs in Portland. The bus will leave here at 10:30, or you can meet them there at 11:30. Join us next week for Confirmation Sunday. This is also a one-service Sunday at 10:30, with Sunday school classes at 9:15. And most importantly, immediately after service today, we invite everyone to the CLC for lunch and some good old GMCNC kids fun. After we finish eating, with your help and more on that soon, we hope you will hang around a bit longer and watch the kids decorate with Stephanie and other volunteers. You won't want to miss it. Here's Max with this week's Did You Know?
Did you know? At Good Shepherd, our kids' ministry does summer a little differently than other churches. We do not host a vacation Bible school. Everybody does that. Here, we have kids' camp. There are invitations on the welcome table in the narthex and church lobby with registration details. We have begged Miss Stephanie for more kids' camp. We wore her down, and she added another day this year. That means rising 2nd through 6th graders can come overnights for a 5-day, 4-night on-site church camp for June 12th to June 16th. And ages 5 to 12 are invited for a whole day of church camp on June 15th this year. Gallatin First United Methodist will be joining us. We can't wait. We're counting the days. 52. Registration opens now.
Please stand and let's prepare ourselves on this Kids Sunday to give glory to God with our worship today. Today is a day we remember how much Jesus loves children. Thank you for the way children bring love into our lives. Thank you, God, for the children of our church and community. Thank you for the life and hope children bring to our church family. Thank you that children can also teach of your love. Thank you, God, that all of us, young and old, are your children.
Thank you, God,
for being our loving and caring parents. Together, we will learn from one another, encourage one another, and love one another. Together, we will praise God. Please stand and sing This Little Light of Mine with us as we bring in the light of Jesus.
Let us pray. Lord, we are here today to worship you. Come and be with us, inspire and strengthen us, so you can use us to build your kingdom. Amen.
Join with me as a child of God. A statement. What we believe. We believe the Bible. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Here at Good Shepherd, we love to celebrate. This week on Friday, we wish a happy birthday to Julie Rutledge. And we have a very special birthday today, one of our own. Please join us in singing happy birthday to Rowan, who is 4 today. Does anyone have any joys or prayers to share with us?
I have one. Okay. I have a celebration, not really a celebration for me, but for them. Since January, our Wednesday night kids have been working very hard to memorize all 66 books of the Bible. And if they did, I promised them that today, after lunch, that they could pie me in the face. So, stay a bit after lunch and enjoy. And since they have learned their books of the Bible, they will now sing them for you.
Okay, now it's our turn. How many of you think you can do that? That is such a joy that we have that our kids are learning and are able to share that with us. We do want to keep our families who are still having treatments and illnesses in our prayers as well. Thank God for this beautiful day. So let's have a moment together to pray. Holy and awesome God, we give you thanks. We thank you for this day. We thank you for these children. We thank you for their ability to bring us to a place where we can believe just like them. Lord, we thank you for these families who have entrusted us with their children and their faith journeys. And Lord, we just ask that you bless all of us so that we may always be a positive example in their lives. Lord, for those who are facing treatments, those who are facing illness and grief, we ask you to be with them. And Lord, we just ask that you be with all of us, that we show the world that you are with us. As we listen to our children sing to us the Lord's Prayer. Amen.
Ministry is a big part of Good Shepherd, and fundraising is a big part of children's ministry. Today, Kids Sunday is the annual fundraising event. Not only have Miss Stephanie and the kids worked hard to lead you in worship today, but they are also inviting you to lunch after service. The money to fund the kids ministry is used in many ways: curriculum, supplies, snacks, events like the Easter extravaganza or Christmas parties, and fun and meaningful little reminders of a lesson. There will be an opportunity to donate during lunch, which will help the kids reach their $5,000 goal. After lunch, we will tally up the money raised, and for every $1,000, the kids get a can of silly string to decorate Miss Stephanie, Miss Tabitha, Miss Megan, or myself. I'm looking forward to seeing the mountains of silly string upon us. If you would like to donate to the Kids Ministry now with your offering, please write Kids Ministry on the check or envelope, which is in your pew pocket. And if you would like to give electronically, please designate in the memo which department you wish the donation to go to. As always, your prayers and support are always appreciated. The GSUMC kids, thank you. Ushers, please join me down front.
Trouble knocking at my door today. I'm gonna let you in.
Didn't really want to steal my joy away, but I ain't gonna let it win.
It's my best day. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day.
The problems that I see, oh, cause I was gone, yeah. When I count the ways you're good to me, let me count it all day long.
Ushers, please come down and bow your head with me as I pray over our offering. Lord, we give these gifts to you with thankful hearts and in joyous praise. May this offering extend the work of your kingdom in our church, our community, and into the beautiful world which you have made. Amen.
Matthew 22:37-38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Matthew 28:19. Go and make disciples.
I'm going to share with you today a children's message. As someone who used to be sitting just like you out there, even children's messages, especially the children's messages, are ones that are simpler and more easily achieved. So I hope I can give you some encouragement and a little bit of Jesus for the next few minutes. How many of you like to get mail? Yeah? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Mail? Yeah? Okay. I get letters from my friends who live far away. Sometimes they're boring bills. And some have important news for me. And sometimes I even get a birthday invitation. I love going to the mailbox to see what's inside.
What do you think would happen if the mailman decided he didn't want to do his job anymore and quit bringing the letters? All those important notices and letters and bills and birthday invitations, they would never reach us. We might miss out on something we really need to know, or we wouldn't pay our bills and we'd get in big trouble. And we might miss an awesome birthday party. Not cool. Did you know that if the mailman decided not to deliver the mail, that it's actually breaking the law and it's considered a crime? They have to do their job. It's an important one. Did you know that we as Christians have a job too? When was the last time you talked to a friend about Jesus? It might not be something that we do very often, but it is something that Jesus tells us to do. It is our job. Does that task make you nervous? Yes, Ellis says yes. I bet it even makes some of the grown-ups out here nervous. It can be scary to talk about Jesus outside of these walls. And we worry what people, they might not listen or they might make fun of us. But you know what? There are people who didn't listen to Jesus, and there are people who made fun of Jesus. But he still did what he was supposed to do because he knew it was important. Most of the Bible, most of the people in the Bible who love God and share the gospel, we hear about our grown-ups. It's not too often we hear about kids doing it. So there is a story in 2 Kings, Old Testament, New Testament. In 2 Kings chapter 23, we meet a boy named Josiah who becomes ruler of Judah, the southern part of what we now know as Israel. Ellis, stand up. Ellis is 8. Can you guess how old Josiah was when he became king? 8. All right, you can sit down. Ellis would be your queen. And the two kings before Josiah, his father Amon and his grandfather Manasseh, were bad. They ignored God. So Judah was a mess. But Josiah, the 8-year-old boy, he did love God. And he studied the scriptures and he knew what God wanted. He was very sad that the people had turned away from God. He knew that God was angry and he wanted to fix it. So little by little, he destroyed the bad things and rebuilt the good things. In 31 years, Josiah was able to bring the people back to God. 2 Kings 23:25 says, "There was no king like Josiah either before or after him. None of them turned to the Lord as he did. He obeyed the Lord with all his heart and soul and strength. He did everything the law of Moses required him." This happened over 2,600 years ago. A young boy, he loved God, he led people to God. Everything was very, very different back then. The story of Josiah tells us that it doesn't matter how old we are. We could be 8 years old or 98 years old. That we need to love God and share God with others. Now fast forward 650 years from then, and there was this 30-year-old guy who was doing the same thing. This guy loved Jesus. This guy loved God. He turned bad things into good things, and he turned people towards God. Any ideas who that might be? Jesus! Jesus had a lot to say and to teach about. But he said these two things are the most important. The first is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the second was the Great Commission. And Jesus said, go and make disciples. Jesus and Josiah both started out in a messy world. They both wanted to help people and make the world a better place by following and teaching God's ways. Most of you know where I'm headed with this, and yes, I am, but not in the way that will be written about in the most famous book in the world. You've noticed there is a lot of extra Jesus here today. We have placed around the church 200 mini Jesus figures. They look at this many. And if you didn't smile when you see these, when you saw these, raise your hand. That's right, nobody. Exactly. You probably thought to yourself, aw, look, I wonder what that's about. I've had a lot of questions this morning already. And that is 100% what we wanted. We wanted to put a smile on your face. We wanted to tell you that God has a big, big house waiting for you. We wanted you to know that when life is perfect, or even when it's messy, we are still children of God. We wanted to share Jesus. When Jesus spoke the Great Commission, that wasn't just for the 11 men standing on the hill with him. The disciples followed Jesus' instructions and told others about God. And then those people told more people. And those people told more people. All the way to you. You are here because someone told you about God and Jesus, and you know that it's true. So guess what? Now it's your turn. God wants us to serve others and tell the good news about Jesus. That's something that Jesus commanded us to do. It's not something we can just choose to do if we feel like it, just like the mailman must deliver the mail or get fired or maybe even put in jail. It is our job to deliver the good news of God's love with others. And no, we won't get fired or we won't go to jail, but it is breaking a rule that God really wants us to follow. Jesus said, "Go make disciples of the whole world." Well, that's impossible for one person. But what about if you share Jesus with two people, and then those two people tell two people? That makes four. And then those four people tell two people. That's eight. And then eight and 16. 16, 32. Each time the number is going to double. I'm sharing God right now with maybe 80, 100 people. So that would make 200. And then 200 into 400. It's going to take a while to reach 8 billion people. We can do this around the world. But we also can do it right here in Hendersonville. We can invite others to church or Sunday school. We can send cards and letters. And we can just love them and be their friend. That's a great way to share and spread the good news. Even those things can sometimes be hard. When we have hard things to do, it's easiest if we just start small and easy. So, what I'm saying is, do not be scared. Go and make disciples. Don't think about the numbers either. Jesus wasn't asking us to stand on a hill in front of a large crowd and preach God's word. He actually didn't give us any specific directions on how to make disciples. Here comes the part the kids love the most, getting a little toy and a mission to remind them of a lesson. At the end of service, you may pick up a little baggie filled with a couple of Jesus figures. Your job is to share Jesus with others. If you want to hand it to someone directly, great. They might have questions, but if you want to start out small and just put Jesus in ordinary places where someone will find him. Kind of like, you know, those painting and hiding rocks. Everybody knows. I bet the first person who found those pretty painted rocks were confused and wondered what it was about. But more and more people saw it and talked about it, and they started painting their own rocks and hiding their own rocks. And eventually everyone learned about the painted rocks, and it's still going on today. We want to put Jesus in our everyday places because people usually look for Jesus only at church. It will help people to think about Jesus, talk about Jesus in places they didn't think they would. So as you're headed over to the CLC or to the bathroom, if you see Jesus, Keep that one for yourself as a reminder that Jesus is always there, even somewhere you might not expect. Don't hide it away from the world. Jesus is not supposed to be shared. So as you are out and about in the world, whether at school, the post office, the interstate rest area, or your Florida beach condo, leave a mini Jesus for them to find. Say a prayer for that person that they may come to know and share Jesus too. And hopefully when they find this, a smile comes to their face and says, "Aw, look, I wonder what that's about." And if they don't know what it is, I bet they ask questions. And you've prayed for that person that they share Jesus also, and hopefully they will. And there, you are sharing Jesus with others around the world. A little Jesus can go a long way. But Jesus didn't want us to stop at just two. But use that as a start. Or you might come up with another creative way to share Jesus. Ask God in your prayers that He helps you to share Jesus, and He will. All right, kids, can you pray with me? Dear Lord, please give me your guidance and strength. You have called us to make disciples of all nations. We want to answer that call. Help us to be your hands and feet, sharing your love and truth with those around us. May our lives reflect yours. May your name be glorified in all we do. And may your kingdom continue to grow as we share your good news. Amen. All right, kids, come on up. And Pastor Regina has a few more words for us.
Wasn't this a wonderful day? Let's give thanks to God for these children and for their families and for Miss Stephanie and all of her helpers who make this day possible and teach us those little lessons that we don't have to share Jesus in big, enormous ways, but sometimes it's the little things that make the most impact. So I do want to remind you of the food in the CLC. If you don't know how to get there, everything leads on a circle, so it doesn't matter which direction you go. You'll find some glass doors, go through them, and just keep going straight. I'm sure the aroma will get us there. But as you go from this place, go knowing that you are a beloved child of God, just as these little ones are, and that you too can share God's message with the world. Amen. You gonna sing, old man? You gonna sing? You counting? Y'all counting? So that didn't get knocked off.
I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, I'm a child of God, every day is a good day, for the reason why I'm so blessed, I'm happy in my chest.